Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, there's a false teacher from my home state of Washington. It is extremely disturbing. And what he just said recently made the hair on the back of my neck stand straight up. But sadly, most people are giving him a pass and think he's just fine. Well, he is not fine. He is evil. And today, we're putting a stop to it. So are you ready? Let's go.
And I believe that the greatest revival is not going to be of the young people or the old people. It's going to be two generations joining together and bringing the church to its greatest hour. The greatest miracles that we haven't seen yet. The greatest stadiums that are going to be filled. The resurrection of the dead. The demons that will be cast out. Our schools that will be shifted. Because in the last days, says the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. The old will see dreams, but the young will prophesy. I believe that the church, we, the young people, we have to join the hands of the church today. We have to commit to holiness once again. We have to commit to the fear of God once again. Not just know the love of God, but know the fear of God. Walk in the holiness of God and to understand that it's not just our education, it's the anointing of God. It's not just our cleverness. It's not just our being tech savvy. It's being connected to the Holy Spirit. And Pastor Benny, and I believe what you paved the way, we have to now pick up that mantle and join together with the generation that went before us and take the church together with the generals like you and the men of faith who went before us and take the church into its greatest hour. The Bible says the world will only get darker. But we have the greatest victory is still facing us. The greatest miracles and the greatest revivals.
What? Did you hear what that man just said? I think we're going to start off this episode with a massive said no verse ever. Well, that was false teacher Vlad Savchuk, who's part of the whole Demon Slayers movement, where they go around and supposedly cast out demons out of Christians.
Huh?
Because I guess the Holy Spirit isn't strong enough and Christians are now being possessed by demons. No, they are not. But I want to look at what Vlad just said and make sure that you don't get caught up in the hype and emotionalism of his little speech. So let's get started.
And I believe that the greatest revival is not going to be of the young people or the old people. It's going to be two generations joining together and bringing the church to its greatest hour.
Ah, revival. That is a huge buzz phrase in the charismatic movement and the new apostolic reformation. But sadly, it's not biblical. It's just hype to get people pumped up. See, the Bible is clear there are no revivals coming. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, that in the last days it would get worse and worse, not better and better. In fact, the only revival that the Bible speaks of is in Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 14. And that's during the tribulation, where a massive amount of people are saved, yet are killed for the sake of Christ. So please stop buying into the whole revival thing, because it's simply not true. I mean, it was just over a year ago that the so-called Asbury revival was planned. it happened. Yet it produced nothing because it was not of the Lord. So next he says, we're going to see the greatest miracles that we've ever seen before. Oh, goody.
The greatest miracles that we haven't seen yet. The greatest stadiums that are going to be filled. The resurrection of the dead. The demons that will be cast out. Our schools that will be shifted.
Now, sadly, this is so common in the charismatic movement. They love to twist John 14, verse 12, which says, he who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do. Now, this verse has been mangled and twisted and ripped out of context by so many people to pump people up and make them think that they're superheroes and they can do greater things than Jesus.
Come on now, dawg.
No, please look at the context. Jesus said, and I want you to hear this, greater works, not greater miracles.
Greater works.
No one can do anything greater than Jesus. And please think about it. Is there anything greater than raising someone from the dead? No. So clearly he wasn't talking about power or miracles. He was talking about works. And the greater thing that he's dealing with in that verse is the scope of his works, not the power of his works. See, during the 3 years that Jesus was ministering, Jesus only traveled around to a small region, teaching the gospel, going into synagogues, preaching on hillsides. And then he told his disciples in Acts chapter 1 that they would be his witnesses in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. That's the greater work that Jesus was talking about. See, when we take the gospel to the ends of the earth, the scope of our work is greater than that of the Lord's. But let's continue.
Because in the last days, says the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. The old will see dreams, but the young will prophesy.
Wow. Vlad just ripped out of context one of the most famous verses for all charismatics. Acts chapter 2, verse 17. It says this. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams. Now that sounds extremely exciting and super cool. But if you don't understand the entire context of this verse, you will be led astray. First of all, Peter was quoting from the prophecy Joel made in Joel chapter 2. Joel's prophecy, you need to hear this, was for the Jewish people. It was to partially explain Pentecost. But there's another problem that people seem to miss. If you look at the signs that accompany the prophecy that Joel made, you will see what I'm talking about. So let's do that. Go to Joel chapter 2, verses 29 through 31. This is the end part of the prophecy. It says, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will display wonders in the sky and on the earth, blood, fire, and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon into blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. See, if you look at this prophecy by Joel, you will see that it has not yet been fulfilled. Despite what charismatic false teachers want you to believe, God has not yet done this. There's been no blood. There's been no fire or columns of smoke. The sun has not turned to darkness, and the moon has not turned to blood. This prophecy, again, was for the Jewish people and will not be fulfilled until the end of the tribulation. But let's keep going.
Walk in the holiness of God and to understand that it's not just our education, it's the anointing of God. It's not just our cleverness, it's not just our being tech-savvy, it's being connected to the Holy Spirit.
So now it's the anointing of God. That sounds biblical. No, you guys, it's not. Please know that for the charismatics and people in the New Apostolic Reformation, the anointing is some secret sauce that's supposedly going to cause you to be some super Christian.
Hey, what's that goo? That's my sauce.
The problem is they have no idea what they're talking about. They're just kind of using words without understanding what it means. According to 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, all believers are anointed. And there's no levels of anointing. There's no different kinds of anointing. I mean, come on. This is pure unbiblical nonsense. Now, we need to reject this because it is made up by the charismatic movement. And then Vlad says, it's more than all of these things. Oh, I mean, he's really getting building us up. He said, it's all about being connected to the Holy Spirit. What? Said no verse ever. If you notice, the charismatic church is obsessed with the Holy Spirit. And you cannot find this anywhere in Scripture. All through God's word, we are called to focus on Jesus, not the Holy Spirit. But what he says next is what I want us to focus on. Watch this.
And Pastor Benny, and I believe what you paved the way, we have to now pick up that mantle and join together with the generation that went before us and take the church together with the generals like you and the men of faith who went before us and take the church into its greatest hour.
Wow, he just praised Benny Hinn as a man of God who paved the way and gave us a path to follow.
Oh no, he didn't.
Benny Hinn is a heretic. He paved the way for false teaching and fake miracles, the prosperity gospel, and false prophecies and blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, just to name a few. Benny Hinn has deceived and destroyed millions of lives.
When David Diga was here a few months ago, I knew that David Diga knew Pastor Benny Hinn really close. And I had this dream for a long time to meet Pastor Benny Hinn. And I understand some people have
their views about Benny Hinn, and views are really cool. And we live in a free country. Everybody is entitled to their own views, and I'm entitled to mine. And I wanted to meet him. And so read this book and really loved this book, and I just wanted to meet him. So David Diga texts me a few weeks after and says, hey, just want to let you know that I showed this photo to Benny Hinn. He shows me the photo and I was like, no, you didn't. And he's like, I told him about you guys and everything. And he's like, he's interested in meeting you. And I was like, well, great, you know, praise God. 2 weeks after that, we're driving from Portland area. He says, could you pull over? And I said, yeah. So I pull over and on a FaceTime, Benny Hinn goes on a FaceTime. I was like, oh, hi. Good to see you too, you know. All right, what is your name, you know? So I kind of told him about our ministry and everything. He's like, Vladimir, you need to come to Anaheim, you know, Anaheim this Monday for youth meeting. You need to be there. And I was like, well, since you're asking and calling me like that, you know, I will go there.
Yet Vlad says he's a general in the faith and we need to pick up that mantle and keep it going. No, you don't. You need to burn that mantle and destroy it.
What did he say?
And also, did you notice there's one thing that in Vlad's little talk, one thing that he left out from the whole discussion. Can you guess it? Well, if you guess Jesus, you'd be right. He never talks about Jesus. He'll talk about the Holy Spirit and demons and deliverance and Benny Hinn, but he won't mention Christ. This man is so lost and he is leading people astray with three things that I want you to see. Number one, false teaching.
And so, but you can still do that. A Christian doesn't lose his salvation, but a Christian can forfeit his salvation by turning away from Jesus Christ.
No, Vlad, we cannot forfeit our salvation. Vlad is lying. Jesus holds on to us and saves all that are given to him. That's John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30. The second way he's leading people astray is with false partnerships.
Welcome, Pastor Vlad. Pastor Vlad, how are you doing tonight, bro?
I'm doing very well. Very honored to be here. Thank you for having me.
Man, I'm so excited. Guys, this is, like I said, this is a brother of mine. We were in a group text, me, him, David Diga Hernandez, Stephen Moctezuma, and Matt Cruz. We have a group text. So we're that good of friends where we're actually in group texts together, okay? How many know if you're not good friends, you're not going to be in a group text together? But he's a good friend of mine. I've preached for his church. I love what God is doing. He is preaching fire. He's streaming even now. He's starting to stream even from his house. They have services going. They have a church. They have a thousand mm-hmm. things they're doing. And I just want to say, man, I am so honored to have you on tonight to talk about spiritual warfare. I love what
Thank you guys, dude.
Have been doing when it comes to deliverance. You guys are really spearheading, casting out demons for the American church.
And I could just show you tons and tons of things, but he affirms just about every false teacher out there. Benny Hinn, Isaiah Saldivar, David Diga Hernandez, Greg Locke, all the demon slayers, which are all a bunch of heretics, by the way. He is going against God's word. 2 John 1, verses 9 through 11, and Ephesians 5, 11. And the third way he's leading many people astray is with fake deliverance.
Doctors, right now, listen to me, devil. I command you, out, out.
See, Vlad wants to make you think that he has the power to speak things over you and cast out demons and make them run and flee. That is absolutely not true. He also says that Christians can have demons and they need deliverance, which I say said no verse ever. This man is all over social media, you guys. So let me ask you, are you going to just go along with things, you know, because he's popular and has a big platform and people like him?
Stop it. Get some help.
Or are you going to stay grounded in God's word and obey Jesus? Now, don't get me wrong. I used to follow men like this. I used to be deceived before I was saved because it got me pumped up and it gave me goosebumps and made me feel like I could do things. But sadly, all it was doing was leading me away from the truth of God's word and leading me straight to hell. Titus 1 verse 11 says that men like Vlad are disrupting entire households. But look what the rest of the verse says. It says, they must be silenced. Now, we as followers of Jesus are commanded in the Bible to mark false teachers, to silence false teachers, to expose false teachers, and to warn others of false teachers. God takes this extremely serious, you guys, and we should too. We need to speak up and warn other people because souls are at stake.